Hare Krishna. In the truth of who we are, in the power of what we love, is the fulfillment of what we can ever desire, of all that we can ever desire. We all go through life with many disappointments and frustrations. We desire many things in the world and we don't get them. We expect people to act in particular ways and they don't act. And all these cause disappointment and frustration, not just because we don't get what we want, but also because we often take that not getting what we want as a statement about us. Oh, if I don't have the latest car, then that means I'm not a successful person. Oh, if people don't act the way I expected, that means they don't love me. That means I am not lovable. And this inner interpretation of outer situations, that can be very damaging, and that we need to avoid. And spiritual knowledge enables us to avoid such self-sabotaging interpretations. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains in 15th chapter, 7th verse, Mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhutah sanatanah manah shashthani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. So Krishna says, Mamaivamsho jivaloke, that all living beings are in this world, they are my parts, eternal parts, jivabhutah sanatanah, they are my eternal parts. And being my eternal parts, he says, when they forget that, and when they act in the external world, manaha shashtani indriyani, that when they act for the gratification of the mind and senses, prakriti sthani karishati, they struggle and suffer in material existence. So we can avoid such sufferings when we focus on Krishna, when we strive to love and serve Krishna. So now, in the truth of who we are, the Bhagavad Gita helps us understand that we are at our core souls. And as souls, we are beyond all material things. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochati na kangshati samah sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate para. Brahma bhuta. Instead of being jiva bhuta, instead of being situated in material existence, when we become situated in spiritual existence, Brahma bhuta, then prasannatma. We are joyful, constantly joyful. Na shochati na kangshati. That there is no lamentation, there is no hankering. Because we understand that we are different. We don't need any of the material things. Samaha sarveshu bhuteshu. We understand that all living beings are parts of Krishna and different people act according to their nature in different ways. But Krishna always loves us. And we can always love Krishna in whatever situation we are in. Mad bhaktim labhate param. We then at that time we become situated in pure devotion to Him, Param. So in the truth of who we are, in the power of what we love. What do we love? We love Krishna. And we love Krishna, understanding Him to the absolute truth, understanding Him to be the all-attractive, all-loving, all-merciful, supreme person. And that love gives us a power that is indefatigable. That is invincible, because no matter what situations come in our life, we can still keep loving Krishna, and by loving Krishna we can still keep moving closer and closer to Him. And that can help us by seeing all situations as opportunities to love Krishna. By keeping our vision fixed in Krishna lies the fulfillment of all our desires. Now we may have various desires which may or may not be fulfilled. But those desires, even if fulfilled, can give us pleasure akin to a few drops of water. But Krishna Himself is an ocean of happiness. Sab sukha sagar. He's an ocean of happiness. And when we learn to love Krishna, when our heart and our eyes become fixed on Krishna, then therein lies the fulfillment of all we can ever desire. Thus, in the truth of who we are, souls, in the power of what we love, The unstoppable love for Krishna is the fulfillment of all we can ever desire. Thank you. Hare Krishna.